Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The January 6th Patriots Choir from the Gulag, the Washington, D.C. Gulag, and that's proof that the Democrats are getting tips from Putin, because this couldn't happen in the United States. People locked up without due process. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, good morning, Nick, and everybody. Welcome to Poke the Hornet's Nest. Well, Nick, this is no longer America, so I believe anything is possible, to be honest with you.
Well, we're on a spearhead here at Shasta County of turning it around, and we're going to dissect the Kevin Cry recall. But first, we've got some other clips. There's a gal named Annie Lewis that came to a city council or a county supervisor's meeting. She is an eyewitness to people being dropped off in Redding, California from San Francisco. Have you heard her?
I have. I've seen the clip, and I watched what she said to this board of supervisors. And, of course, well, probably nothing's going to happen. But, yes, I do know what you're referring to.
I've been complaining at meetings, at council meetings, supervisor meetings, any meeting I can go to that were a drop-off place. Sheriff Bazinko, Paletti, the former police chief, everybody denies it. They laugh at me. They want pictures. They said, get us a license plate number. Here is Annie Lewis.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Annie. I own a complex. I had a friend call me one night. He says, can you please pick up? She's an elderly lady. Pick up her son. I go, where at the Greyhound? She goes, no, there'll be a call for you to pick him up. So he called me, and I go, where's your location? Where are you at? So he told me where he was at, by Dutch Brothers parking lot on Eureka Way. So I get down here, and I see this big bus from San Francisco. They're loading off of all of these illegal, these homeless people. They're just, must have been about 35 of them. They were not allowed to use the cell phone until the bus was gone. He could not give me the location. He says they gave them all $50, and they bring them down here once to two times a week and drop them off. So I don't know what we can do to try to find out about that, because if they keep bringing homeless here, it's going to be like feral cats. You know, and we really need a rehab center. I was an addict at 10 years old. And, you know, I got help when I was in New Orleans. And I got healed. I became a United States Border Patrol. I was shot. Went to USD University, got educated. But, you know, if you don't get any help for these people, they're going to take over. And it's like, we're a small city with big city problems. So I'm praying that we can find out where they're, you know, dropping them off. They're quiet lip. I asked a lot of the guys and everything. And I saw them getting off the bus. Then they had these papers showing them where to go apply for assistance. So I don't know how to find out how to deal with that. Or catch them when they are dropping them off down here. They were all from San Francisco. This is a drop-off spot. We have enough problems here already. Thank you.
Thank you.
San Francisco has found a unique way to solve their homeless problem.
Well, you know, it's funny. This reminds me of when I first got into the real estate business all 25 years ago is registered sex offenders was a big issue. And what they had discovered is the rest of the state was paroling their sex offenders, giving them a couple bucks and a bus ticket one way to Reading. And per capita at one point back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Reading had per capita the highest concentration of registered sex offenders in the entire nation because exactly this was happening. And the police department is, in my opinion, the bad people here. They've got guys patrolling all night long. I guarantee you if you asked them, have they seen a bus just dropping people off, I am sure, 100%, that some of their officers will have said, yeah, they've seen them. So, you know, the catch is, based on what I'm hearing from Annie, is it sounds like they don't know, you know, they're not a regular schedule. They can show up at any time, day or night. But this is what San Francisco does. They've transported their problem to us, and it's going to get bigger, and it is getting bigger.
And Portland and Seattle. I ran across some homeless that were new in town over at the Target shopping center about a year ago.
They were probably shopping free.
They were sleeping outside on cardboard underneath the overhang where I'd never seen anybody sleep before. And I asked them a few questions, and they just got into town. They were from Washington.
Yeah.
I asked them if they were going to stay. Well, I don't know. And they were getting their bearings. They were looking where to go.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it. And so, and you know, not that it matters, but the Annie's a lady of color. She's black. So it isn't a racist thing when she called them migrants or illegals or whatever. So this is a person, a local business owner, somebody who owns a complex, and she is concerned about what is going to happen to our town. And we are going to get big city problems very, very quickly. I mean, more than we have now, because right now you go anywhere, the homeless are everywhere.
I took this to the city council. I sent Mark Mazzano the video you just heard. And Chief Schuller, chief of police, contacted me wanting to know about this. And he contacted Monique, who speaks at both meetings all the time, and she had quite a bit to say about it. So, you know, maybe we need to contact our city leaders, if you want to call them that, and bring this to their attention that we're aware. This is what's driving our economy, and it's not worth a damn. We got to move on. I want to talk about a new business in town that I just visited. The name of it is the Western Pistol Boutique. It shares the same parking lot with Lucky Miller's. It's right behind Rice Brothers Jiu-Jitsu Studio. And this is a little gal that has a boutique in front, and what she has in the back is a playroom for the kids. So if mom wants to come in shopping, she can bring the kids in. They can go play in the playroom. I'm not sure. I think there's a small charge for that. She's open today. There's a 10% discount for Mother's Day. And she also has some baskets that were put together. I believe they were for a drawing, to Mother's Day drawing. So anyway, the Western Boutique has got kids there. And that's about it. We got somebody calling. We don't take calls. It's at 2451 Athens. Let's see, what days are they open. Open this weekend, Mother's Day. And I don't know. Stop by there. patronize local businesses, especially businesses that are just opening up.
There you go. So, Nick, you called me some very bad names, and I mean, folks, I almost cried, but then it was from Nick, so it didn't really affect me. But I mentioned on my my brief Carl Bott session on Thursday that you and I were going to talk about the Kevin Cry recall, and you had piss and vinegar in your veins, so let's get rolling. What are we going to talk about today, sir?
Before that, I saw a headline this morning. Mary Taylor Greene.
Marjorie
Taylor Greene said that they are going to bring the prostitutes that Hunter hired to Congress to testify.
Well, they're going to get a big increase in business, so why not?
Okay, so let's go to clip number one. The reason the Dominion contract was canceled. And we've got, these are two people, actually, one is Steve and the other one is Patrick Jones. They're given reasons why the Dominion contract, any machine should be canceled. We shouldn't have machines counting our votes. Are we ready there, Liam?
Election integrity and transparency. One day, hand count, same day. Paper ballot, photo ID at precinct level. It was done this way for years. I worked for years out of town, long hours, never had a problem getting to a polling station, never. Now we have voting season, no transparency, mail-in ballots, no chain of custody, uncertain, unsecure drop boxes, ballot harvesting, unclear voting rolls, electronic voting machines, electronic counting machines made in China. We have 52% of the people that feel that cheating is going on. We didn't have that when we had one day hand count, same day. 46 out of 47 countries in Europe require voter ID. 35 out of 47 countries in Europe do not allow absentee voting. Four counties use machines in Europe. Countries use machines in Europe. That's all. Canada requires a voter ID. No machines are used. Paper ballots hand count in Canada. Mexico, photo ID, no machines, hand count. They use transparent ballot boxes to drop their ballots in. Nye County, Nevada, got rid of the machines.
Yes, that's the end of it. So we're going to go to clip number two. But first, this guy talking, I'd never seen him before. I don't know who he was, but he made a lot of sense.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. And, you know, for some reason, for our liberal friends who are not listening, because I'm sure it's like Dan Bongino, our base is probably more conservative. The reality is we have an open border. I mean, every other country on the planet Earth is supposed to have a border. We're not allowed to. Every other planet on planet Earth, obviously this gentleman from you is saying about Europe, has IDs for voting. We can't do it because people of color can't get a license to show it because it's discriminatory. What is so hard about just doing it the way that it was done for many years before these machines showed up? I don't get that whole point. It's show an ID. You got to show an ID to buy cigarettes. You got to show an ID to buy liquor. You got to show an ID to pick up your unemployment checks. Why don't you have to have an ID to vote for the biggest thing that you're doing to your life? You're voting for the future of the country.
It opens up an avenue to perhaps cheat if somebody wanted to cheat. Hey, Dunn, you called. We don't take calls, but leave your number, and I'll call you back after the show. Anybody else that wants to do that's also welcome to do that. So we're going to go to clip number two. This is Patrick Jones, the chair of our county supervisors, explaining the reasons why these contracts with machines has been canceled.
Or did, but we have new board members, and I wanted to see where they all stood. For me, I've been researching this machine and the other machines for quite some time. And apparently out in the world and in the United States, we have two separate ways to look at it. The mainstream media says there is no cheating. Most of the other election experts have all been discredited by the mainstream media. When anyone comes forward and says there is no election fraud, the mainstream media supports those claims. And so it's pretty obvious with the size of country that we have And with electronic problems that we've seen throughout every system, there is going to be some level of problem. And to say that there is none would be impossible. So for Dominion, for me, for this contract, Dominion has to prove to me that we have a free and fair election. You have to prove that if I'm going to support this contract. You're going to have to prove those electronic images. You're going to have to approve those ballots, the envelopes. I want to see it. And when I have a person coming forward saying we'd like to do an audit, and many have, and I have a member of the public that says he'll even pay for it, but yet the ROV refuses to do so, you have lost my trust. And that's what it comes down to. Throughout this nation now today, more than half, in some polls, up to 80% of the people do not trust electronic machines. We do not trust them. And we have to restore trust. That is a super important thing in America today, is to restore trust. Whether fraud has happened here in Shasta County or not is not the point. The point is we have to know it. You have to prove it. You have to prove it, and then we can restore trust. And that's what we have to do. And I don't see Dominion being able to do that. I don't see that them coming forward and saying, we're going to be open and transparent. Anything you want to know, we'll show you. That's not the response that I've been hearing. I've been getting a different effect. So I'm not happy with this machine. 20 years ago, we counted ballots by hand. The population of this county has only grown by 10,000 people during that time. To say we can't do it is not factual.
That's the end of it. Okay, so.
You're on your game today, Nick. That's yep. Two that stopped and you weren't even ready. Normally you got a word in just as they're finishing. So, you know, Patrick lays it out very simple. I mean, the majority of America, I mean, let's go back to one of his comments. Mainstream media and liberals are the ones who are touting how great these machines are. Mainstream media has lied to us since the beginning of time. I can't even begin the last time I remember something that was reasonably honest. And here they are. Oh, there's nothing here. There's nothing to see. And yet the factual evidence, the experts who have said there was voter fraud, there was machine manipulation, is getting bigger by the day. And yet we're being told that we're conspiracy theorists and everything else. So when Patrick lays it out and says it's, you know, mainstream media is the only one really, and liberals saying that its system is fine. It's not. I don't trust it, and I got to tell you, folks, my vote and voice is exactly the same as some liberal who's crazy enough to think that the machines are good. So we're one to one. I think that this is going to be something that we're going to have to get in front of the country and say, we're going to go back to hand voting and get rid of these machines, because they're not – I mean, they were developed to be able to steal elections. I mean, Clint basically said that. He goes, they were developed so that you could program them to come out to a pre-desired result. And he's the one that wrote the programming over 20 years ago.
He was on our show. The main thing I took away from what Patrick said was trust.
Yes.
We don't trust them. You've got to prove to us you're trustable. Well, Kathy Darling Allen had an open house. Anybody could go through it. You go through there. They showed them how the process was, how they opened the envelopes, blah, blah, blah. But they wouldn't open up the machine for experts to examine, to see if there's a modem, to see if there's any avenue for somebody to break in there, to see if there's some way the count could be manipulated.
Well, and our fine ROV liberal darling wouldn't allow the audit. I mean, if there's nothing to hide, the best thing these liberals can do, the best, let me give you some advice, folks, the best you can do is give us the facts. If we're wrong, you're going to laugh in our face. You're going to point us to the disgraced alley, but you never do it. All you do is scream at us and scream us down, and Darling has done everything she can to block an honest check of what happened in 2020.
Okay, now, I'm going to propose a new endangered species.
Well, there you go.
An honest liberal.
Wow. Well, no, I did find one, but I was going to ask him a question. I was behind a Prius the other day, and I thought this was quite I could tell the guy was a liberal. He was a guy. Or maybe a non-identifying binary carbon unit. But he had a sticker for Bernie, which already meant his intelligence was way up there. And he had a sticker that said, human overpopulation is the world's number one problem. I wanted to knock on his window and see if he was going to be the first in line to start fixing that problem. So at least he was honest enough, you know, to say that we've got a problem there. I don't know what human overpopulation is, but honest liberal. That would be a kind of an oxymoron there, Nick.
So here's the first honest liberal talking about this recall, and we're going to play that clip right now, and we'll talk about it. Can you play it now?
You tried to pass a 2A resolution law while you profit from a gun shop. How is that not a huge conflict of interest? It is my belief that you literally want to watch this county burn. I don't believe you care about this public. I don't believe you care about these people. I believe what's happening right now is exactly what you want. From your little puppet master, Reverge Anselmo, who has had a grudge over this county for so long and paid you over $100,000 to do his dirty work. And you're doing it. We're trying to get rid of Kevin Cry to give you less power. That's why we're trying to do that. Chris Kellstrom needs to go too. You know what? We can't get rid of you because you have brainwashed your District 4 constituents so well that there's no way we can get rid of you. So we're doing the next best thing we can is getting rid of somebody who supports all of your decisions. You do not care about Shasta County.
That they're recalling Kevin Cry because they can't recall Jonesy.
Well, and you know what pisses me off, and it just pisses me off to the end of the world, is these liberals always have this idea that they know what's best for everybody. His comment about Patrick Jones having a gun shop and profiting from it. So, Mr. Liberal idiot, no, that what you're saying is no business owner should ever run for government because they might actually profit from a decision they're making. And I understand you can't sit there and do insider trading, but if you have a shoe shop and you put pass some law that benefits the public and you make more money, that's not illegal. So this guy is he is honest. I mean, he's saying that he wants to minimize Patrick and Chris's influence on the board. And, as a voter for Chris Kellstrom, I can assure you I am not brainwashed, and I would have a one-on-one discussion with you live on the radio with two conditions. You can't yell and facts only. I don't care what you feel. So if this guy wants to ever come on our radio show, he is invited.
Okay, we're going to go to our next clip. This is Jeff Godert. He is the lead pony for this dog and pony show they're calling a recall. Can we hit that clip?
This board's willingness to throw away millions of dollars on an untested, unnecessary hand count voting system and then come back and say we don't have enough money to give these people for a decent living wage. I mean, you guys, you didn't bat an eye when you decided to spend millions on this reckless, unnecessary hand count system. You did not bat an eye. Mr. Jones, you said trust. What's trust worth? Trust is worth everything. What about the trust of your workers? I mean, you were saying we need the trust of that small minority who believes that there's a problem with the Dominion voting machines, that they've been hacked by China. And so we need to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to garner the trust of those folks.
So here you go. We've spent millions and millions of dollars. We haven't spent but $950,000. And that went for heart machines for the disabled. And those machines will last 15 years. We own those machines. That works out to $65,000 a year that we have committed. We replaced the current contract with Dominion, which cost $288,000 a year that was going to run out in 2 years anyway. Can you tell me that it was going to cost the same?
Well, you know, this guy is an absolute flaming idiot. He's blaming the current board of directors for the current rank and file not having an income. But what he doesn't go back to is when it was liberal leaning, they issued out massive salary increases, including to Magrini and others. So when he sits there and starts trying to throw stones at these folks for actually having spent money, they haven't spent money. They're actually trying to rein in spending. But the big salaries at the top were done by previous. So the rank and file down below, if they really want to lay blame, go back to Modi, go back to Comenti, go back to those guys because they gave giant raises. So this guy using that as some kind of justification that we don't have the money. Clint, when he was in here, said that he could demonstrate factually, he was willing to put his reputation in line, that we could definitely do a hand count verifiable, trustworthy system. He said as little as $100 per volunteer, and he's willing to put his money where his mouth is. I suggested he reach out to the Board of Supervisors and say, hey, let's give it a try. I mean, here's the deal. Let's give this guy a try. We already had a screwed up 2020 system. Why don't we try something new in 2024? If it doesn't work, it won't be any different than 2020.
Let me get this in, and then we've got to go to a break. So I got the $288,000 from Kathy Darling Allen. She actually won't put out exactly what it's cost. So you take off $65,000 we're spending a year from the $288,000, and you come up with $223,000 per year. You divide that by 12, and you come up with $18,000 per month is what we have saved. $18,000 per month until we get another voting system. So we're saving $223,000 per year right now. That's $18,000 per month. So I'd say Jeff Godert doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Break time. Maybe not. Liam's enjoying this so much, he's...
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back. Nick, while you're sitting there looking through your papers, dazed and confused, this is one thing that I was just talking to Nick about.
Speaking about dazed and confused, I saw Led Zeppelin live down in Oakland.
Well, do you remember it?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is one thing that this is the difference between a conservative and a liberal. A conservative, we're born, we go to school, we work hard, we try to get married, have kids, retire. And we just want to live our life. Liberals always have this predisposition. They know what we think. They know what is better for us. And they always have this non-discriminatory ability to speak as if they're speaking on behalf of us. And yet if we have a point of view, it's discounted and we're yelled out. So, just keep in mind that 80% of the United States is center-right. That doesn't mean ultra-conservative, just means center-right. 20% are liberal. They're outnumbered 8-2. Stop speaking for us. Let us also have our point of view. Nick, back to you.
Okay, we're going to go to some clips here. This is, again, the big leader of the recall, Jeff Godert. He sucked the government's hind tit his whole life as a public defender. And the first speaker is going to be me. But watch how Jeff misinterprets and spins what I say, actually deceives us. When you deliberately deceive somebody, you're lying to them. So let's go ahead and listen to this.
Seven, if we were to go to the machine that Clint Curtis did a video with Mountaintop Media, Wynn would be happy to show you where to find that. Those machines, what I found on eBay, cost less than on Amazon, $50 a piece. They're basically basketball counters. I would chip in for $50, even $100 for one. My co-host on Poke the Hornet's Nest, Doug Jenke, he would chip in $100. Patty Plum would chip in $100. I dare say Mark Kent would chip in $100. I think probably John Knight would chip in $100. How many people in the audience would chip in $100 for one of those? Raise your hand. See, we've got plenty of people that would say what you said. Why don't you come up and talk at your time, buddy? So, you know, we could do that, and we could have a person on each side sitting there tallying the vote. This is a vote for whoever. This is a yeah, yeah. You know, for and I called Clint Curtis, and I talked to him. I said, I'm told that these machines have a chip in them. And he said, that's right. He says, the transparency here is the camera watching, and we could use cell phones for a small one like this. So I hope that you would put that on the agenda for the next meeting, because we could get this rolling. Now, Kathy Darling Allen seems to think it would take a ton of people. I think it would probably take about 20. And we'd have a problem vetting them. As a matter of fact, we've got a 10,000-person vetted list already with concealed carry permit people. Every one of them has been vetted.
Okay, so taking off from that, we're going to listen to Jeff's reply. And like I say, remember how he twists things around. And this is exactly what they're doing on this recall. They're twisting things that they're twisting facts and making them think that somebody else is the bad guy here. So let's go ahead and listen to Jeff. And by the way, Jeff, Doug has a challenge for you.
I do. Mr. Jeff, you'd like to come on our radio show. You have an hour to bring your point of view. However, there's two rules. No yelling when you're losing, and you must bring facts. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how you think you interpret it. Bring facts. If you can do those two things, any liberal that's listening is free to come on our show for an hour and try to persuade Nick and I how wrong we are. But it's on facts only. Facts matter. You're entitled, as old Ronnie said, you're entitled to your own opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts. But back to you, Nick.
Let's go, Jeff.
Contract with Dominion based on those lies and falsehoods. Without any evidence whatsoever. And, you know, that decision was completely without any forethought, without any planning, without any consideration of the cost whatsoever. As you may know, I was a department head in this county for 10 years, and I have to say it's the most reckless decision that I have ever seen a board of supervisors in Shasta County make. Yeah, it was stunning. And here we are, and now the rest of us are about to suffer from that decision. Not just Fox News, but the rest of us will suffer from the lies that have been spread because of the cost that will be involved in moving to this hand count system. We know it'll be millions of dollars. It's been estimated. I mean, the one gentleman who said we could go on eBay and buy used machines, I hope he was just joking that's an absurd notion and that we're going to bring every concealed weapon carrier in to count the votes. Just isn't going to happen. Who do we elect? We remember 68% of us voted for Kathy Darling Allen. You know, she's our register of voters. Who's going to run our elections? Her or some lawyer that is brought in on behalf of Mr. Lindell, who claims we can do it in 3 hours?
That's enough. Okay, we had Clint Curtis on our show. You can find it in archives. Very well spoken, very logical. But, you know, the thing is, he twisted those two things I said, and that's what – tell me, Doug, how do you tell if a lawyer's lying?
He opens his mouth.
His lips are moving. So, anyway, it's going to cost millions and millions of dollars, and it wasn't costing that before. I don't know where he comes up with these numbers.
Well, and you know, the thing is this is really a sad moment in Shasta County history in that their basic bitch with Kevin is he joined two other supervisors, conservative leaning for the record. If he had gone liberal, they would, none of this would have happened. So let's be clear about that. If it had been a liberal decision, they wouldn't even, they'd shut their mouth. But he made a vote on a machine that has an overwhelming preponderance of evidence of fraud anywhere it's been used. It was designed and developed to be used in Venezuela to keep Mr. Hugo Chavez in power by our CIA was a part of the process there. And this gentleman is part of the problem in that Kevin Cry made one decision that they keep mentioning about this damned machine. Is this our new de facto way? If we don't like the way that a supervisor votes, that we're going to go and do a recall? We should have done that with Modi years ago. We should have done that with Rickards. I mean, these folks have caused more financial harm to this city or this county by giving massive raises that we are now stuck with, including the pension. So this entire basis for this recall is complete and utter BS because they're basing it on one vote. And if this is how we're going to run our country, we are nothing better than a banana republic.
You know, one of the things they've been complaining about is Kevin Cry used county money to fly back and talk to Mike Lindell. And we might get to that. But I haven't heard a peep out of how Kathy Darling Allen paid for where she was May 8th.
Yeah, interesting. Miss Darling was invited to be not only a guest but a speaker at a election conference held at the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., I believe.
And she was representing Shasta County. She's introduced as the Register of Voters for Shasta County.
Yep, and it was almost a 99% delegation of liberals only. They've been offered free pro bono legal counsel for all government entity or government employees if they should find themselves in litigation. But it was overwhelmingly 99% liberal. Go to, I think it's Loomered, L-O-O-M-E-R-E-D, Loomered.com, I believe is her website, and she lays it out. So, you know, this was a Soros-funded, liberal-only attended thing. Why was Kathy Darling going there? I'm a conservative. I'm a little upset about this, to be honest with you, Nick.
I'm wondering if she was getting paid by the county while she was back there. This is the second time she's gone back there. She went to Arizona twice, too. And from what I understand, she won't tell why she went to Arizona.
She works for us. She should shut her mouth up and actually open up about what is she doing?
Who paid her way back there.
Yes, I would
too. If she's representing Shasta County, I'd like to know if she was getting paid her salary that got boosted by $40,000 last year. What for? I don't know. She didn't do anything special.
That, again, is my point of view about Comente, Rickards, and the like. They gave these massive salary increases to the top level, and now the rank and file are bitching about the fact they're not getting paid. This board has inherited a massive retirement problem because the previous boards have given huge wages. So she got a massive raise for doing what? Stealing an election. It's almost a financial reward, if you ask me.
Well, I'm not accusing her of stealing an election. I'm accusing her of not giving us the opportunity to find out if our election was trustworthy.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, you know, if there's nothing to hide, then don't hide it. Expose it, and then basically I'd be the first to announce on air that I was wrong. She was 100% right. But that's the problem with liberals. They get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and they said, you don't even know what you're looking at. There's no cookies in the jar.
Here, this is the name of the place. She was at the Summit of American Democracy, Center for Election Integrity. And, boy, I'm ashamed that a representative from Shasta County was there because they're certainly not representative. Here's another thing. They call us a democracy. We're a republic of laws.
Yes. That's why. Well, and our former, you know, the older I get, and I'm getting to be an old son of a bitch now. I'm 58 this year. Oh, sorry about that, dude. But you know, the older I get, the more I realize that young group of individuals back 250 years ago, man, they were brilliant. They saw this exact event happening, and they put in legislation that would stop it. And if we just went back to the Constitution, none of this would be happening.
Okay, I've got a couple more clips coming up. This is Tim Hill. Tim is the secretary for the Recall Kevin Cry movement, and I want you to pay attention about how important Tim thinks he is. Let's go with that first clip, Liam.
Ms. Ricker, Mr. Garmin, thank you for your votes against this crazy thing. Mr. Jones, Mr. Kelster, Mr. Cry, here's why I'm upset. The existing systems worked fine. They elected you. We have way higher priority things to deal with at the county, like the jail, health services, mental health, abuse, homeless, failing county water systems, roads, bridges. The list goes on, man. Adequate planning and analysis was not done prior to your actions to destroy a perfectly functional system. A hand tally system has never been done before for a community of our size, let alone in California, with the laws that you all hate. So,
well, we didn't get the. Can we go back to the first part, Liam? Make sure it's 134.38. Is that where you started, buddy?
Well, and before we go back to it real quickly, Nick, this guy is an absolute, I can't help it, folks. I use strong words because I mean it. This guy's a village idiot. He's sitting there blaming a board of supervisors. They've been in their seats for 6 months. He listed off a laundry list of things that have been going on in the county for decades, or even the last 2 decades, where there was a definite liberal slant, and none of those items were taken care of. And all of a sudden, in 6 months, this gentleman says that these people have not done what they were supposed to do. So it just shows you there's just a complete lack and a detachment from reality.
Tim, or Liam, can we try that again?
Morning, board. Tim here, Hill, I'm in District 1. Kevin's my guy. So our family moved here in 1996, shortly after I had earned a Bachelor of Science and Master of Science from Humboldt State University in forestry. Recently retired last year as a global technical director and project manager for CH2M Hill. Here in Reading, and the only political party I've ever been affiliated with is the Republican Party. So I'm upset with your actions in 2023. And you
stop, no. Liam. Okay, the only party he's ever been affiliated with is the Republican Party, right out of the baby's mouth.
Well, you know, I would say that the Republican Party has turned into the party of rhinos, so I'm not sure there's a lot of value in that anymore.
Here's a quote from the Reading Record Searchlight, interviewing Tim Hill. Just because you don't have an R associated with your name, that doesn't mean you can't be conservative, said Recall Committee Secretary Tim Hill, who was a Republican before he left the party in the early 2000s.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he lied. Well, that's interesting. He did not mention that fact that he's now a raging Democrat. Continue on, Nick.
Here's two comments from a news cafe in their article. Excuse me. Brad. Here's Brad. Actually, I left the GOP more than a dozen years ago, before they went hard right off the cliff, and long before the mega bowel movement hit the fan. And here's a reply from Jeff Godert. Hi, Brad. Thanks for your support for the recall. As I wrote to Jim above, we're always looking for Republicans or conservatives, NPPs, no party preference, who support the recall and are willing to speak publicly about their support and the reasons for it. If you are so inclined, please contact me.
Well, you know what's funny? Yeah. Well, and you know what? It's funny, Nick, is that's the problem with liberals is – I'm a diehard hard right conservative, but I just want to live my life. I don't tell people what they're supposed to do, you know, how they're supposed to live it. And yet I believe in the Constitution, which was a document that was drawn up by a group of people who had been oppressed by England. It wasn't Republican or Democrat when it was written. It was just a document that we should have followed. And that's what I believe in. I don't believe in any of this trans mutilating kids, sex in the schools. That's what they believe in. That's their basis for making decisions.
But the point I'm trying to make is both these, Tim Hill in the early 20s and Brad 12 years ago, switched from the Republican Party, and now we've got Jeff Godert trying to enlist them to be Republicans so this can be a nonpartisan recall.
No, to be a Democrat. He's trying to get them because if they were Republican, he wouldn't need to enlist them. He's trying to get them to join his recall
as former
Republicans, yes.
And, you know, that's just misleading. It's deceiving. That's lying.
Well, and again, I stand by it. I mean, so far, all I've heard them say about Kevin Cry is the fact they're not happy that how they feel about his vote on the Dominion machine, which, for the record, the dust has not settled. I think it'll be the best decision the board may have made, as a matter of fact. But it hasn't even settled yet, and these people are trying to recall him. Is that going to be the de facto way we do elections in the future? Is you get elected and then you're afraid that every vote you make that might be controversial, somebody's going to try to recall you? Is that what we've signed up for? Is that what the Liberal Democrats are now saying is going to be the new modus operandi for future Board of Supervisors or city councils?
Now, this next clip coming up is a gal named Laura. I had never seen her before. I listened to this and I thought, man, this is the kind of people that are teaching our kids. She's an educator. And as I was in the hall and people were exiting, somebody asked her if she supported the recall, and she said yes. So can we go to that last clip on that one?
I am is a long time in coming. I've been a long time Shasta County resident. And probably I think it's 15 years ago, out on 44, there were some salmon sculptures that were put out in the middle of the median. And up on the Park Marina, there's a beautiful Mount Shasta mountain sculpture put across on the overpass. I'm an educator, and Shasta County is well known for our salmon and understanding the salmon. I think everybody here, hopefully since third, fifth, maybe high school, knows that small, tiny salmon leave and go down Sacramento River and out to the ocean. We don't see those salmon. They return and they swim upstream towards that mountain. That's when we can see them. And it's kind of been a little bit of a pet peeve every time I drive across that bridge when I watch those salmon sculptures. Those salmon are swimming downstream away from the mountain. And it just irks me and irritates me that how many millions of tourists have come and crossed that bridge, and we are educating people that salmon swim away from the mountains before they go upstream to spawn. It makes no sense to me. Please turn the salmon around and have them swim towards the mountains. Please. I think it's just a 180-degree turn. I'm asking you to do that so we can educate people correctly. Simple thing. That's all I'm asking.
This is your typical.
For 15 years, I've driven across that. I could not come because I work and can't get here during.
This is a fine example of a Kevin Cry recall supporter.
That's democracy at work right there. That's what democracy was made for.
There it is. I mean, you know, these are the same people that have taken down all the statues because they didn't agree with them. Newsflash to this lady. Salmon swim up. They have eggs. Eggs hatch, and they swim back to the ocean. So what you're stating is 100% false, infactual, or unfactual, and stupid. I don't think there's a single person that's ever driven up and down that boat besides you that thought the salmon was a misdirection that was not educating the people. I think it was just designed to be what it is, art.
Another thing is, this is a city issue. This isn't a county issue.
Yeah.
She needs to go to a city council member meeting. Or better yet, go talk to Michael Warren. Hell, he might think the same thing. Who knows? I would wager he's a recall supporter. What do you think?
I would bet Mr. Emperor Warren, who's got his name on a bunch of fine failures, is definitely – I was walking across – speaking of failures real quick with Mike. I walked across the Sundial the other day, and the northern landing is just atrocious. And we spent $20 million, and there's Mr. Warren's name on that plaque, and I just – Mr. Warren has a dubious history in the city, and yes, I would believe he is probably a recall supporter.
I didn't know if we were going to get these clips in here of Kevin defending himself with the KRCR interview, but we're going to. Could we hear that first clip on that? And Liam's going to put this YouTube address on the chat room. Go ahead, anyway, Liam.
If and when I won, that this would be a topic, because knocking on doors, it was very split. It wasn't one way or the other, but it was one thing that constantly came up was about voter trust, people being disenfranchised, having nothing to do with the process, even just with politics in general. So I knew, I just didn't realize it would come up this fast. But it was something I wanted to address, and I'm not an expert in any of that. So as I tried to reach out to different legislative bodies, attorneys, different people across the state, it was really tough to get calls back. So I just basically threw a Hail Mary and said, look, I know there's an individual, Mike Lindell, who obviously is in this, when I say in this group, I mean, he obviously, I guess, is some kind of de facto hot button topic, or I don't even want to say leader. It's just someone that's very loud about it. So I went back there and I was able to meet with a bunch of different attorneys, had a bunch of different people brought in while I was there in Minnesota, asking questions, getting connected with different people. And face-to-face is always best. I mean, and for me, that's why it was really important. So I learned more information in that 4 or 5 hour meeting than I could have ever done in a month or two of reading and trying to study and listening. Because that's like 5% of the work I'm doing on this. I mean, I'm talking to a lot of different organizations, a lot of different.
Okay, so I can't believe that he went to all the trouble to investigate this as thoroughly as he did.
Well, yeah, that's what he's trying to say is I didn't know enough, so I was trying to learn to make a valid decision.
And this recall effort is complaining about him spending, I think it's $1,500 on his plane ticket. He saved us a ton of money by driving to Sacramento rather than flying out of Redding. And Mr. Lindell's very well spoken. I want to get this last clip in, and that'll be it. So you ready, Liam?
Etc. That's what I've tried to do as best I can. So the outcome from that, I would say, is more combined with everything. He's been one piece of learning a lot about the voting process in the country, where we were years ago, where we are today, what sustainable changes we might be able to make here in Shasta County to not disenfranchise anybody, but bring everybody back together. So that was the big takeaway. It really catapulted. Because now there's a lot of other people reaching out to me that, let's just say, might not be politically leading the same way as Mr. Lindell. And I've welcomed those phone calls, and I've had those conversations. And they've been great.
Plus or minus, how long do you think you met with them?
Oh, not plus or minus. I got there at 8:45, and I left around 1 or 1:15, so 4 or 5 hours.
But actually, with him, was it a 5-minute conversation? Or
oh no! He was there the entire time.
Oh,
yeah, no. There was.
For,
oh yeah, I was with him for several hours. Yes,
oh,
yes. And he's, oh yeah, and there was different, like I said, different attorneys, different clerks from different states that were brought in, or just like phone calls, like, hey, we're going to call this person, we're going to call that person. Because ideally, I thought, you know, hey, let's maybe we do a Zoom, or we just do a phone call. And then when I talked to Kathy Darling about the timeline, that's where it really became like, hey, I need to jump on a plane and go because I need to like get this process moving, because the last thing I want to do is slow up the clerk's office for any kind of special elections or other things that are coming, because obviously.
Well, there you go. He's explaining how long he met with them and the reason why, which is he didn't want to cause extra money spoke to somebody who's actually done a ton of research. Now, liberals don't like his research, but he's done a ton of it, and that being Mr. Lindell. So I applaud Kevin for doing that, and this recall again, because that was going to be the point of our show for much of it, was it's ridiculous because so far the recall has only mentioned his vote on one item as a reason they're trying to recall this gentleman. And I think he's trying his best to make the right decision.
You know, I think people ought to take into consideration the type of people that are trying to recall Kevin. And remember, when they ask you to sign the recall petition, do it for Laura. Let's get them salmon straightened out.
There you go. Free the salmon. Free the art stainless steel salmon, please. Nick, I tell you what, we've ran another hour. Somehow it's come and gone.
Well, you know, we didn't really get to cover everything that I wanted to cover. I'd like to talk about the raise that the county workers are striking on. They wanted 15% this year and renegotiate their contract next year. Jones and Kellstrom and Cry stood their ground and said, no, we can't do that. The other five unions have agreed to 2.5%. That's all we can agree. Each percent costs the county almost $1 million. So 15% would have cost us $11 million. I think that's about the end.
We'll have to pick this up in 2 weeks.
And do not allow their constitutional rights. A moment of silence for the political prisoners and the gulags of Washington, D.C. because of jackbooted thugs in our own government. I'm a guitar player. I have a couple demands. Secure my border!
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.